Yeah, there's obviously an air of frustration. Scoring six goals in normal circumstances, you're probably going to get at least a few points out of three games. But at the end of the day, there is a lot of positives there. Well, the day that you'd start worrying if we weren't scoring goals. And it's not just about defence conceding, it's about as a team, I think, shape and stuff like that. And that's just something that we want to rectify. I think coming off the two games, beating Brentford and Newcastle, and then obviously winning two games, you're high, you get a little bit up in the, or out of the trouble that we were in. And then it obviously gets sucked back into it with three defeats in a row. But I think everybody's just looking forward to the next game to put it right. And we're going to Barnsley, hopefully we can go and get 3 points, and we're more than capable of doing that. So I think you've got to just try and learn from the last three games, but put it into a positive, and we're more than capable of going and scoring goals and hopefully get 3 points.
When you think back over your career, have you been in a position like this before around Christmas time, that you've been in what we outside at the club would term a relegation battle?
Yeah, I mean, I've been in football long enough to know that it can change so quickly, and I have been in that situation before. We're struggling along and you're just looking for them points to come, and Christmas time's a perfect to be a great Christmas present. It's a cliche, but to get the points on Boxing Day would be massive for us. But I don't think it's a real, I mean, certainly for the players, I don't think it's real panic stations yet. I think we can still get out of it comfortably, but we've got to start, action starts now, and we've got to start picking up points now. And as the weeks go by, you can't keep saying the same thing, oh, we'll wait to the next game, we've got to do it now. And that's the plan. Hopefully we can go on against Barnsley, which will be a tough game away as well. But as I said before, we're more than capable of going and getting 3 points there.
I know Danny Graham came out after the last game and said, the fans are hurting. Don't think that we're not hurting as players ourselves. Have you sort of held meetings in-house between yourselves without the coaching staff to say, that's the reality of the situation is we're in the bottom three?
I think that's definitely it. I mean, there's nowhere. I think a lot of fans will obviously be hurting, like Danny says, but I mean, the players, certainly I can only speak for myself, but I'm hurting. I don't want to be in this situation. I don't want to be losing games, and especially at home in front of our own fans. It's so frustrating getting into games and being in good positions and throwing it away. We don't want to do that as a player and as a team, and we've definitely spoken in the dressing room and stuff like that amongst ourselves, and we all agree we don't want to be in this position, and everybody's in it. At the end of the day, we're in it together. It's a team game, and we've got to get out of it together the same way as what we've got into this situation. It's only us that can get us out of it. And of course, the fans are a massive support for us. They've got to be behind us as well. At the end of the day, we're all pushing to do the same thing, and hopefully be a good following, as there always is, on my way to Barnsley. And hopefully together we can go and get, as I say, 3 points. It'd be the most important thing there.
Do you feel like you've been here ages now? It's approaching another anniversary, isn't it, since you've been at this football club?
Yeah, I think that'll be 3 years now in January, and I've really enjoyed every minute. The club's been brilliant for me. I mean, the facilities and everything are second to none, and a massive club, I've said it countless times, but no, I'm really enjoying it here, and you don't want to be fighting down here, you want to be the other side of the other end of the table, and that's the plan. I think we're more than capable of that as a squad. We've got a good enough squad here to get up that table, and we shouldn't be where we are, but at the end of the day we are, and that's the reality. It's only us that can get us out of it.
You're going to captain a team on Boxing Day. You've done it a couple of times already in Jason's absence. Do you feel more appreciated under this management than you did previously, Craig? Because we didn't see you a great deal in the second half of last season.
I mean, again, like I said before, I've been in football long enough that sometimes you fit into plans, and sometimes it's not to say that you're a bad player or anything like that. It's just with the last manager, I think the system that he was playing, I'd tell you myself, it didn't suit me, playing like a diamond, it was more narrow, and obviously being an out-and-out winger, it just didn't suit me at all. And to be fair, the manager was honest with me and told me that. So, but then obviously the new manager comes in and you're part of the plans again. You feel, every player wants to feel part of something, and I certainly feel like that here. I'm really, really enjoying it personally, apart from obviously results, but every player wants to play, and I'm really enjoying it. And I think, like, I mean, I started the season really well, scoring goals, and I just want to add to that more now. I think I'm getting chances and stuff like that, but it's just putting them away. But, I mean, personally, very happy with playing every week, and I do feel a massive part of things here.
Do you feel it's tailed off in terms of the goals and that sort of thing? Or do you feel that just one more and you're right on there on run again?
Yeah, well, that's it. I think the goals, I mean, I think I scored three quite quickly, and then there's been a few games now I've not scored. But I think, I mean, obviously got assist on Saturday, and I feel that personally the last couple of games I've felt really back to getting to where I want to be, but that's something hopefully can build on and hopefully affect the team. If I can score more goals and keep setting them up, then that obviously will score more, so hopefully we can win more.
Just finally for me, have you got a house full for Christmas?
Yeah, I have, so I've got mum and dad and mother-in-law and sister-in-law, so yeah, I'll be doing the cooking, but I'll not be eating it. I'll be just cooking it, and I'll be having my normal chicken and pasta. So
got it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm used to it now.